Good morning. Good morning. There we go. There are a few of you. So you got to be really extra lively to cover for your friends who stayed home today. And I don't know if it's the snow or the 11 o'clock kickoff, but we are Coloradans, so snow shouldn't bother us. And the Broncos this year really aren't worth missing church for, which breaks my heart, but it's kind of true. But so those of you who are here get extra credit today. And I'm glad to see you here. Lots of things happening. The big question, was that one of your spooky pieces, Susan?
Yes.
One of the questions is spooktacular. Yes, Susan has been practicing, and there's a lot of great spooky music for the 6:30 concert. And as far as we know, we're still going to go with that. You're still on? And spooktacular is going, not in our trunks. But other than that, we are going to be here. The bounce house will fit inside the narthex. It has been measured, so don't worry about that. And the trunks have turned into tables, so people, if you said you'd bring your trunk, bring your table instead. You don't even have to bring a table. We will provide it. And we'll decorate the basement, and we'll have crafts, and we'll have popcorn and hot dogs, and we'll just have a big time anyway. And the really neat thing is all the children in their costumes don't have to wear their snow boots and winter coats because we'll be inside. Although isn't that part of any Halloween costume is how do the snow pants fit and won't it look nice with a coat over it? If I remember right with my kids, some days it's like that. So, but we're going to do it anyway. I am going to lead a book study in November on a book called Grateful by Diana Butler Bass. And there will be two sessions either in the afternoon or the evening. And there's more information in your bulletin about that. The book is available in lots of spaces. We've decided not to order them for you unless you need help with that. Ask Michael, but otherwise you can obtain the book on your own. Next week is Fall Back Day, so make sure you fall back or you'll be coming in the middle of the 9:03 service. So change your clock when you go to bed Saturday night. One last one I want to tell you. I will never, ever, ever, never, ever, that's pretty solid, isn't it? Send you an email asking to buy gift cards. Ever, never, ever, never. Got it? That's a common phishing scam, unfortunately, is that people dig through church websites to find email addresses and then send emails purporting to be from the pastor asking for gift cards. And they do that because people in churches are wonderful, amazing, generous people who want to help out. But don't do it. If you think, well, that sounds really good and I bet Stephanie needs our help, call and ask me. Because I won't do that. I just won't. It's usually a scam. And if we at church need something to help someone, I'll call people or we will ask in church on Sunday. But we won't ask you to send things that way because often it's not a good thing. So just know that. What else? Let's hear from you. This is Herb Vinson. Many of you know Herb. He's been here for a day or two. And he plays in Head for Home, but he has a message to bring you this morning.
Well, good morning. A couple of weeks ago, Pastor Stephanie had asked me to just speak briefly about some things that are important to me for Mountain View and why I'm here, been here 37 years. And in a way, it's an easy question and a hard question. The easy part is, being at Mountain View really helps me and has helped me with my understanding of God. And so I started thinking about Mountain View and all the things that I've seen happen here in 37 years. And the list started getting pretty long pretty fast. You know, big things like solar panels, great things with Sunday school for kids and adults, missions, all those kinds of things, the music ministry, all those things that any of us can put on a list. But as the list got longer and longer, I started really realizing that it boils down to people, boils down to all of us and what we bring to Mountain View. And that's important because without us, without this congregation, we wouldn't have a Mountain View. But then I started thinking about you know, there's something else that's important, and it's another P besides people. It's place. It's this place. It's this room that provides an opportunity to have quiet worship and noisy worship sometimes. It's a facility where we can have classrooms for meetings, music, all kinds of things. And that's really where the rubber sort of hits the road as far as what we're doing today. You know, where we're talking about finances. It not only takes a lot of time and hard work, but frankly, it takes a lot of money to run a church. And as I've been thinking about it and praying about it for the last couple of weeks, thinking about the stewardship campaign, I just realized, maybe more than I ever had, what it takes and will continue to take to make this be the best church that Mountain View can be. And so I would just say to all of you, if you haven't already, give it some serious thought. Think about it, pray about it. Decide how you can help financially with the church so that we can do the things that we know we're going to want to do and just keep doing like we've been doing all these many years since this church was started. So thank you, and back to you.
I know many of you can tell a similar story of what this place, this church, these people mean to you. And throughout the service, I hope you'll think about those and pray about those as we get ready in a while to make our commitment for the 2020 budget. I encourage you now to take a moment to greet each other. Tell everybody, good job for getting here this morning.
Good morning. The introit for today is for the fruits of this creation. We are doing verse 3 today. It's up on the screen. Please stand.
For the harvest of the Spirit, thanks be to God. For the good we all inherit, thanks be to God. For the wonders that astound us, for the truths that still confound us, most of all that love has found us, thanks be to God.
Please remain standing for the call to worship. We gather together this morning to proclaim the ways in which God is working within our midst. We gather together to give thanks for the ways in which God is working within our midst.
We are being blessed
by God. We gather together to open our eyes to the ways God is using us to work within our midst.
We will continue to be blessed by God.
Dear ones, God has given us so much and is very much alive, at work, and still speaking among us. We are calling to give back.
We are called.
Let us give thanks to our God of blessings and affirm our commitment to the ministry God is calling us into.
Let us give thanks to God. Let us proclaim our faith in God. Let us proclaim our faith in God.
You may be seated, and if we have any other kids who want to come on up and join us today, we've got some fun things to talk about. You guys, look, I brought this inside. What is this? It's a rock. So rocks don't do much, do they? They just kind of sit there. They don't really do anything. They're kind of fun when they're really big and you can climb on them. Sometimes you can throw them in the water, make them splash, right? But otherwise, they just kind of sit here. Can you guys be a rock? You just sit there and do nothing? Is that very fun? No, right? Rocks just kind of sit there. And I'm glad we're not rocks because, you guys, God made us movers and doers. He did not make us a rock to just sit and do nothing, did he? I bet you guys can move a lot. He gave us feet. Can you guys jump with your feet? Can you jump? So he gave us feet to jump. He gave us hands. Can you clap? He gave us hands to clap. He gave us our whole bodies to move. Can you move your whole body? Yeah, see? All kinds of ways we can move, right? Okay, yes, let's sit back down now. God made us movers and doers. You know what that means? That means we can make things happen, can't we? Do you guys remember a couple weeks ago, Pastor Stephanie gave you guys some glasses, some sunglasses. Do you remember that? Do you remember what she told you they were for? There's a big fancy word we're talking about in big church here called stewardship. Can you guys say stewardship? Stewardship. And that just means we are movers and doers, and we are making things happen in this church, right? And when we move and do and make things happen in this church, we can make things happen in our community and in our state and in our country and even around the world we can do, right? Because God gave you guys feet to walk with. He gave you guys hands to work with. He gave you hearts to love. And he guys gave you guys brains to think, right? And you know what else? He gave everybody else in this room those same things. Everybody in this room and in this church are also movers and doers. And the cool thing about stewardship is, even though it's kind of boring to talk about money and stuff, when we all come together as movers and doers, we can do some pretty incredible things, right? Yeah, so God didn't make you to sit around like a rock. Remember that, you guys. He made you guys to be movers and doers. You guys can love others. You guys can be kind. You guys can be helpful, right? All the things we can do. Can we say a prayer? Put your hands together. Say, hey, God, thanks for giving us feet to move. Thanks for giving us hands to work. And thanks for giving us hearts to love. Help us remember to always be a mover and a doer. We love you, God. Thanks for loving us.
I'm ready for that spookiness. It sounds good. It may be spooky getting here on the roads, but it'll be worth it. It'll be wonderful. We come to a time where we offer our prayer concerns, our joys, and we invite you to do that by filling out a prayer card and dropping it in the plate. If you want us to give public awareness to that, just mark that on your card and we will put it in our bulletin. Let's go to God in prayer. Gracious and loving God, this snowy morning, this wintry morning, help us to remember to be thankful. To be thankful that we have windows to look out of, a roof over our heads, and a warm lunch awaiting us. Help us to remember to look at all that we have and not be as worried about all that we don't have. Help us to remember that we are blessed people. Be with us this day as we talk about money. And help us to remember it's not just about dollars, but what they do, the difference they make, and the ministry they create in this place and in this space. Be with us as we worship you. And keep us mindful and remember that we come and offer the gift that is us. We come this wintry morning, and some of us are filled with joy. Some of us have deep concerns. Add your presence in both places. This wintry morning, we pray for those who couldn't be with us, who find it difficult to be out on a day like this, that they would find warmth and comfort in their own home. We pray this morning for all who need your touch, who need to know you, who need to understand your presence in this world. We come to this place where we can learn and grow in our faith. Give us your wisdom and your insight. Help us to remember the things that we have learned as we pray together the prayer your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We pray that God will accept the gifts of our heart, those gifts that we share now as the ushers come forward to receive our gifts and our offerings. Gracious and loving God, pour out your Spirit on us, your children, as we return with grateful hearts the gifts that you give to us. Amen.
Please join me in the scriptural meditation as printed in your bulletin or on the screen. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. The scripture today is from Philippians chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, and this is from the Message version of the Bible. In your pew Bible, it's on page 955. So let's keep focused on that goal, those of us who want everything God has for us. If any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You'll see it yet. Now that we're on the right track, let's stay on it. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
This morning we're finishing stewardship. We're not going to talk about money after this week for a while. Are you sad? No. But it's not been too bad, has it? You've had something to think about, something to pray about, something to challenge you a little, I hope. But this week is the last week of actually talking about stewardship, and we're going to talk about money because, as a church, we need to talk about money. Just like Herb shared with you, that it takes money to run this place. And as Larissa told the children, we are movers, but it takes money to move. It would be nice if it was free and we didn't have to deal with it, but it's not the way it is. The trustees, the finance committee, the staff parish relations committee, other groups within the church have all put together their budget for all the things that they hope to be able to do in 2020. All the things that we hope will help us envision the best Mountain View. And that budget, when we put it all together, it looks at about $595,000. About, give or take a dollar here and there. And that includes everything. Everything that we hope to do. And I've looked at that budget, studied it pretty closely, and I would tell you there is nothing in there that is fluffy extra stuff. This is not a budget that's such a dream budget, so huge out there that it makes no sense. It's things that we need to do. Things that we need to support to continue being Mountain View and to continue to being Mountain View at the best possible levels. It includes things like a raise for the rest of the staff because it's been a couple of years since they've had one. It includes things like missions. And even though missions does a lot of fundraising on their own and a lot of other things happen, one of the things that we have learned is that King Supers is changing how they give us money from our grocery cards. And while we still will get some income from that, it's anticipated that it will be a little less, so we need to increase there. The trustees have all kinds of great projects that some are dream projects and some are things that actually have got to happen. Any of you who have ever owned a house know that if you defer your maintenance for too long, it'll cause even more and more expensive programs. And they have all kinds of things they need to look at. And some of those might be, have you noticed the carpet's a little tripping hazard as it's gotten wrinkled? And some of you say, that carpet's not old. I remember when we put it in 18 years ago. Oops, things happen. It's done a good job, carpet. You've laid there well, but now it's, you know, and there are other things that we have to continually upgrade. Technology is wonderful, but if you don't stay up to date with it, it's not wonderful. All kinds of things have to happen to keep just this physical plant going. One of the good things about this building is it does make a little money, as we have all kinds of groups come in and they pay to be here, and that's helpful. But there's still a lot of costs to this place. You can imagine. Just think how big it is and how old it is and all the things that have to happen here. We also have to have money for things like youth staff. We're excited that Larissa has agreed to take that role on. We'd like to continue it beyond the end of the year, and that costs money. Things like that start to add up, and that's where we get to that number of about $595. $595,000. I wish it was $595. Wouldn't that be nice? That would be really nice. To continue to do and be who we are in this place and in this community, it just takes money. And guess where most of that money has to come from? Us. All of us sitting here. I filled out my card with Kevin at the 8 o'clock service, and as we put that in there, for us, it's always that moment of saying, oh my. It's a responsibility. It's called an estimate of giving, but it's also a commitment that I'm making, that all of us are making, because we like what we see happening here. Now, my list and Herb's list might not be the same, and you may all have different things that you like about this place, but there are things you like here. And there's also our witness to the community, our witness and a place. We had a workshop here yesterday afternoon, well, all day yesterday, with a man from the Reconciling Ministries Network. Don't panic. We don't know yet. We're still learning. We're still growing and understanding. But one of the things he, a gay man, said to us, did you know there's a school across the street from you? How are you witnessing? Do people, do children there who are struggling understand and know that this is a safe place for them? Do you have anything on the outside of your building that indicates that? We like to say everybody's welcome and we have our new statement, but how are we showing that? And not just for LGBTQ folks, but for everybody. How do we let people know? And he talked about how this church should be a witness in our community for who we are and what we believe. Did you know that sometimes people just come and sit in our sanctuary? Not our people, but just people. They come in, maybe they're here for Ollie, or maybe they have a child taking a violin lesson, or they just walked by. And they come and they sit here in this space that you have provided so that they can feel the presence of God. Some of them don't describe it quite that way. They'll say things like, there's just something here. I feel something. And they want to connect to that. And you provide that space for them. You provide a place for people to come in. It's getting colder out. I know that during the day, we will have some of our friends who are experiencing homelessness join us. Just to warm up a little bit. And that takes heat. Now, we've done a lot at this church with our solar panels, and we actually get money back from Xcel for the electricity. But guess what's more expensive these days than our electricity? Our gas bill. So even though we know that our utilities are reduced because of the solar panels, we still have to heat the building, have water. All of those things keep adding up, and you'd be surprised at those bills. We as church have said we care about a lot of things, and we want to continue that, and we need your help to do that. Since I've only been here a few months, it's been fun, though. I like being here so much. I love it here. But one of the things that several people have said to me is, thank you for the vision that you have brought this church. Thank you for the place you're leading us. And this is what I say back. Well, what do you see that to be? Because I hate to admit this on Stewardship Sunday, but I'm just going to come clean and tell you, I have some vision for some things that we might need to do around here, but I haven't been here long. I haven't met you all well enough yet, talked to you all about the things that we can be together to have that clear vision. It's just like the scripture that Judy read for you. If your vision is blurry, God will help us straighten it out, help us to see. Now, I'm not the only person that's in charge of vision casting around here. All of you are a part of that. And the more we visit together and talk, the more clear it becomes. But it's not quite there yet. I don't have a 5-year plan. I would say I'm not sure I have a 5-month plan. I can see that there are things that we need to do. Some of the things that we do around here that are so amazing, we need to give even more energy to. And some of the things that we do around here that maybe aren't so good anymore, maybe we need to move from them to something new and different. I haven't figured out what all those are, but together we can create vision as we move forward as church. I wish I could tell you, it's clear to me. God has spoken, and this is where Mountain View should go tomorrow and next month and next year. But I'm not sure that's how it works. It works through all of us together, raising our voices and our ideas and creating that vision together. Oh, I'm happy to lead it. I'm happy to hear from you all. I'm happy to help put it together, but together, what is the best Mountain View we can be? What's the best Mountain View we can envision? Have you been thinking about it these last couple of weeks? I hope so. I hope you have lots of ideas, because we look forward to putting those together as the leadership of the church. Last night, my husband and I were here, blessed to be here for the concert from Pro Musica. It was powerful. If some of you were here, it was so good. It was so good, but there was something about the beginning of it I didn't like at all. And it hit me that I never liked this part of anything. Any of you ever been to an orchestra production, a symphony? Ever been to a musical with an orchestra pit? Any of you ever been to anything like that in your lives? Oh, most of you, good. We are a cultured group. Have you ever noticed what they do at first? They're all sitting here, all the musicians, and they make every kind of noise possible, and it is, what's the word for that? Cacophony, I believe, isn't it? Oh, you all know, you've heard it. It's bad. It's pretty much as bad, isn't it? And I don't know why that is. Maybe, Steve, you can help us learn about that. If you're interested, Steve will tell you later. But every string instrument is playing something different. And then the woodwinds, who knows what they're over there doing. And then the percussionists, they just, I don't know what they do either. And there's all these noises, and it's not really a beautiful sound, is it? Last night, for example, I know all of those people are gifted and talented musicians. Many of them make their living in music in different places and ways around Boulder and Denver. Wonderful. But boy, that first few minutes, it didn't sound like it. You know that sound. You know what I'm talking about. It's squealy and squeaky and ugh. And I think sometimes the trumpets just throw out some bad notes to add to the sound. But so you know what I'm talking about. Oh, it was awful. Well, not really, but yes. And then they stopped, and I thought, oh, good, now we're going to have something beautiful. Now the real thing is going to happen. And the concertmaster came out with his violin. I thought, he's going to get them together. And he looked at them, and he nodded as he does, and he was all ready. And he picked up his violin and got ready. And guess what happened? More of that tuning up stuff. Oh. And then finally, everybody settles back down. And the conductor came out. And she stepped to her podium and raised her baton, and all the instruments rose together, and the choir rose up, and they began to play music. It was Bach's Mass in B minor. It was beautiful. And all of that warming up noise was gone. And together they lifted the music to us all. And we were blessed to be here to hear it. And I started to think about that in the midst of hearing the music. And I realized that that warming up time, that time of various noises, is exactly what I hear from all of you sometimes. I hear all of you who are passionate about this church, passionate about your ministries, wanting to lift them up, and we do, in all kinds of different places and ways, without really anything coming together united in that. And I thought, exactly, we're tuning up, we're getting ready. And then I thought, what's the concert master like? Because for a moment, there was silence as everyone respected him and his role and was kind of excited and anticipating. And I thought, maybe that's like when you, say, get a new pastor at your church who comes in and everyone is expectant that something's going to happen. And that new pastor or the concert master nods and listens and greets everyone. And then there's more of that voices happening. There's more of that tuning up. And in the midst of that, it still doesn't quite sound like you hope it would. And I felt worried. But then there was that moment when the conductor steps up, and I thought, who's the conductor in my story then? And it hit me, and I knew. The conductor for us as church is God. And that baton maybe is the Spirit. And it pours out on us all. And in this time of stewardship, in this time of envisioning the best Mountain View we can be, we have to wait for that direction from God, as God will bring us together in one vision that will sound so amazing and beautiful. that will enable us to inspire, to do more, to create more. And I knew that that was right, and how powerful that will be as church, when we can all come together under the direction of God. What will it sound like? I don't know. I don't know what it'll sound like, but I know it will be amazing. And right now, we're all practicing. I know all those musicians have practiced for a lifetime. And we're doing that, and it's powerful and good. But just think, when God clears our blurry vision, what that will be like. It will be a symphony that will be pleasing to God's ears, and that will make a difference in the world. And as I was so excited to hear the Mass, but also to think, that makes good sense for stewardship, I noticed there was a man, and he was sitting under the flag. There was a chair over there last night, and he was reading a book, not a score of music, but a novel of some sort. I couldn't see it clearly enough to notice what it was, but it was clearly a novel. You could tell by the outside cover. And he was just sitting there in front of everybody, outside of what was happening. And did you know there are people who are sitting at the fringes of the church, waiting, trying to understand? And I noticed that he kind of looked up once or twice, and finally he put his book down, and he stood up, and he went to the timpani. And he still didn't do anything until finally the conductor nodded, and he got his music ready. You could see him finding the place. And then when the baton came in his direction and he started playing the timpani, oh, that just brought us more alive in the space and place. Did you know there are people just like that percussionist who are on the edge, whose voice hasn't been added to ours yet, but they're waiting. They're waiting for the conductor. They're waiting for God to move them in. And what an amazing gift that will be, as those voices, those edge voices, also begin to be added in. Oh, Mountain View, I don't know exactly what it's going to sound like, but I am excited to be here with you all, to figure out together how we create that one grand work, the work of God in this place. How will you support that? How will you help us envision the best Mountain View? You have a pledge card, and I see some of you have already filled them in. And we're going to stop and take a moment. If you need to talk to each other and your family, do that. And complete your card and bring it and put it in the basket. If you're not able to come forward, just stick it up in the air and one of the ushers will bring it forward for you. If you need one, put your hand up now and an usher will bring you a card. They're here to help you. How will you be part of the great orchestra conducted by God in this place? So we'll just take some time. If you need more time and you want to bring it next week, that's fine. But let's just take a moment to pray about, to think about, to hear, and to experience the great conductor in our lives. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you. We thank you for pouring out your Spirit on us, conducting us, helping us understand the vision of this place, what you would have us be about here and in our world. We give you thanks in all things. In this time of stewardship, help us to stop and to remember you, to understand how to have clear vision here at Mountain View. Bless us in all that we do. Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able to join in our closing hymn, which is, I'm Gonna Live So God Can Use Me. Go from this place singing so that God can use you. Go in peace. Amen.